Radio.
Hey yo, double A-O. It's Jay. Where the light at?
Gotta roll one up, hope until it's enough. Chip away the pain, gotta stop stressing. Stop interacting, it's gonna come up. When will it change? Life's still a blessing. I'm still breathing, push the pressing. I'm still cheating, and I gotta move. Can't stand still dreaming. Yeah, I gotta prove it, I'm here for a reason.
Waking up to a new day. Two shades, dark affecting all day. Crucifix, yes, mama, pray for this whole day. On my mind, but no money in my pocket. Changing the couch, just enough of Dutch copping. Walk to the store, cop a great Dutch fall. The greenery, the if I want more. A quarter water juice and a tater chip for it. Sunflower seeds are my favorite.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Frontline Fridays. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists live and all hot indie music live. I got Tay Black live in the building with us. Tay, holla at him.
Yo, 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 you already know what time it is. It's your favorite day of the week. Well, I know it's mine. Frontline Friday, Diva's ENT, Phenom Radio. Big shout out to Diva Mary Kay. If you want to get on the line, you want to say something, hit us up, man. 347-850-1521. Again, that number is 347-850-1521.
Steve, how you feeling today, babe? I'm feeling real good, man. It's Fridays, man. We got Lex Lou coming, the hottest top-notch producer coming through. So y'all make sure y'all get y'all pen and y'all paper out. He going to drop some knowledge on y'all. And y'all can chat it up in the chat room with us. Don't be scared. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenom Radio. Check out www.phenomradio.com. We getting it in, and y'all know we got that hot mess news for y'all. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Tell a friend and tell a friend. Text, Facebook, Moto, Twitter, MySpace. Shit, send a bird with a kite right now and let them know that Frontline Fridays is live with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Throwing it back to you, Tay Black.
You already know what it is. Let me get a drop.
More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
You already know what it is, man. Shout out to Slate. Big shout out to Slim. Everybody over there at Phenom Radio. And we got a nice squad, man. It's a family affair, man. You know, Frontline Fridays going to represent indie artists showing love. Big love to them. We got a thing going on. Definitely hit up Diva Mary Kay. Hit her up. She's got a wonderful in the future. That's the man. Hey, Phenom Radio.
Okay, we gotta do a mic check on your phone. We gotta do a mic check on your mic, Tay, because you're kind of going in and out. I can't hear you, baby. I'm sorry. I just love to hear your voice.
All right. What about now? Is that good?
Am I clear to you? Picture you rolling?
Yeah. You.
All right, Ty.
Yeah.
I can picture you rolling.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You know, once we get into the big house, you know what I mean, we're going to have everything, you know, gold microphones, you know what I'm saying, diamond studio, you know what I mean, but right now we're in the crib. So, you know what I'm saying, you know it's live front representing. Yo, like Diva said, man, if you want to give us a call, hit us up, man, 347-850-1521. Again, that's 347-850-1521. Hit us up, let us know what's good. Diva Mary Case, what we got on the docket? How you feeling so far?
I'm feeling real good. We got our special guest. The limousine has rolled up. He about to pop right out of it. We got our special guest. This producer is killing them out there. If y'all really say y'all want beats, and if y'all really say that y'all need a hot track to get on, to do your thing on, to do your art, your craft, to be an MC, and I got to press the pause button right there when I said MC. And big shout out to guests 63, 64 in the chat room. You're now live on Frontline Fridays. But a lot of artists say, you know, I'm doing my thing. I need a hot track. I need a hot beat. These beats is watered down in our industry. We got it right here for y'all. Like, we really got it right here for y'all. We seek out the best of the best. And this special guest that we got coming through with us has definitely worked with a lot of people, indie and industry. So he does have a lot of knowledge to share with y'all on today. But I want to say this. The MC can be a rapper, but the rapper can never be an MC. Y'all got to get that. I'm going to say that again. The MC can be a rapper, but the rapper can never be an MC. And the reason why I say that is because, there you go, pump the brakes, is because the MC takes what he's been through, what he's seen, what's real, and talk about it on a record and say how he went through it, but this is what motivated me to do better. The MC uses his creativity. The MC uses his imagination or to a certain level, but the rapper uses a fantasy. The MC talk about, you know, what I've been through, how I use it to get to where I'm at. The rapper is already on top. We sitting on 40s. We got tour buses and diamonds and all types. I got diamond pickles, all types of shit. But how you got all of this? You sitting on 40s and your sister lights is cut off. That's all I'm going to say.
Not Big Tish.
Not Big Tish. But y'all know how we getting down. I know y'all waiting on our guests, and I know y'all ready for us to get to some of this hot indie music. Let's go ahead and bring our special guests in. Let's move live in the building. Welcome to Frontline Fridays.
Hey, what's going on? I appreciate y'all having me.
Was good.
Okay, you.
How you feeling?
Was
good.
Man, I feel good, man. Just working on a gang of projects. You know what I mean.
So for all the people out there listening, tell them to give us your resume and let them know how you started off in the game and some of the people that you have worked with and some of the accomplishments that you have had throughout the time that you have been a producer in your craft.
Man, I started out in I was about 16, 17. My cousin, he had an MPC, and he had a Trinity.
Hold on.
It's old school, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if people know about the Trinity or not.
Hey, Lex, give me one second. Hey, we got a little feedback. I'm gonna make sure my phone is got a little feedback. I hear a lot of movement, a lot of rustling.
My bad.
Oh, no, you good.
Somebody
got
a bag of Doritos over there, something.
And what?
All right.
We was looking for your beat at the bottom. Go ahead, Lou. How you get your start, sir?
All right, man, I got my start from my cousin on the side. You know what I'm saying? I call him Skip. You know, this big cousin. So, you know, basically he was just showing me the ropes. You know, he showed me the Trinity, the MPC, and also another producer named Sacred, which is from Wilson. He showed me the ropes, too, how to use Fruity Loops. And from there, man, I was hooked. You know, I just kept doing it until I could, you know, just got better at it, pretty much. And, you know, I started working with, I call them by their real name, you know what I mean? I started working with EQ, Tay Black, King James, and that was, you know, from the jump, that was it. It was just us. We was rocking. And then, you know, eventually I expanded to other artists. So I started working with artists like, you know, Ilian Roswell, Hellboy, Bugatti out of Greensboro, Brill out of Aliquippa. You know, I ended up on Young Chris's mixtape, 30 Days and 30 Verses. I got Day 3. Tay Black, landed that joint with Tay Black and Royce 5'9". And also had a joint with Lil Zane in 3D that just went crazy. It was, you know, it's all good records, man. It's just a good experience.
That's what's up, man. I mean, you definitely shared a lot of information. I first want to go back to, the software that you use. Because, you know, I know you said that you were trained in a lot of different things.
Right.
But you currently use Fruity Loops. How do you... Because there's always a debate, software, hardware, software. Where do you stand? Well, I mean, I already know where you stand, but tell the people where you stand on that and what's your opinion on it.
Pretty much, man, my opinion is as long as you make good music, I don't care what you use. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, if you beatboxing, you know what I mean, that type of shit, and it sounds good, you know what I'm saying, then why not rock with it? You know, They got gang of stuff now, Pro Tools, Logic, you know, Ableton Live, whatever. You can increase the quality and just make it sound good, you know. But as long as you can groove with the music, I don't see nothing wrong with it, man, whether it's hardware or software. You know, a lot of people do knock Fruity Loops. You know, I run into people all the time still to this day, and I tell them that I use Fruity Loops, and they're like, you know. And then I play the tracks for them, and like, hey, dog, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to mess with you, that. You know, I mean, you got people who are, you know, who are really on who still use Fruity Loops. You know, so I don't really pay that debate no mind. You know what I'm saying? I just think as long as it sounds good, man, you just stick with it. And, you know, just keep doing you.
Got you. Nah, I definitely agree. You know, I've been rocking with you for a minute, so I've seen behind the scenes on the front line. You were speaking that were currently on. Who do you know of that actually uses Fruity Loops? That's out there in the industry.
That's out there in the industry. Man, I know, you know, the new dude, Lex Luger, he definitely uses Fruity Loops. I mean, I think Southside, his homeboy, he also uses Fruity Loops. Knife Wonder, you know, it's a gang of people who actually use it. As quiet as it's kept. I've seen people use, I'm trying to think, like, who else would use it? Now, I would know offhand, but.
That's pretty significant right now, especially Luger, just simply because, I mean, he's been producing some of the biggest hits over the past couple of months anyway, and the fact that took it from Fruity Loops to the main stage like that is definitely a powerful thing. And, I mean, you know, it just goes to show, you know, no matter what you're using, like you said, as long as you can manipulate it and make it sound good and make it feel good, because if it feels good, it's going to be, the quality's going to be there, so. I mean, that throws the quality-quantity question out the way, because you're definitely all about quality. So that's definitely good to hear.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Let's see. Diva, did you have another particular question that you wanted to jump on? I got a couple myself, but, you know, I gotta let my ladies get their turn in.
I'm just ready to get into these hot beats that he produced, you know, and I guess after we hear the music, you know, I can definitely go back and some asking him more questions, but I definitely want to put the talent out there because there is talent there.
All right, definitely. So, Lex Lou, let me see, you know what I mean, you got a couple joints right here. What would you like to rock to first, man?
Man, I don't know, man. You know, you can just really play any one of them, man, because those are some particular ones that, I really like. So,
okay. Hey, well, if we got your favorites, then I'm going to start from the top of the list, man. Let's go. Matter of fact, I'm going to get you to introduce From Me to You, man. Go ahead.
Okay, definitely. I made this beat, to be honest with you, by the drums. Like, it's funny. It was kind of by accident, man. You know what I'm saying? I was it was late night, you know what I'm saying? We had a long studio session. Me coincided, and his artist at the time was PT, a.k.a. Ricochet. And, you know, I came back to my little studio and just started messing with it. And, you know, I started liking the sound. I kept building on it, and I just created it from there.
Okay. Well, that's what's good, man. We're about to get into it live. You're now tuned in, Frontline Friday, Diva Spot ENT, Phenom Radio, at Diva Mary Kay, at Tay Black 84. And we got live on the line at Lax Lou. And we're about to get into From Me to You. Let's go. We'll be right back. Yeah. Welcome back. You're now live, Frontline Friday. My Frontline Friday drop set.
When you see me salute, it's Frontline Fridays with Diva, Mary Kay, and Tay Black. Listen. Left, right. Hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Tex general out here. And you're tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
You
gotta be a soldier to be on Frontline Fridays, baby. Mm-hmm. Have to be. I like that track right there. It put me in a meditation mode. And for some reason, it didn't feel like a rap song to me. To Diva, it didn't feel like a rap song. I can't speak for everybody else. I can just say that right there, it was real mellow, like it's something that you zone out to, preferably something cushy next to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Nah, that's what's good. While I was listening to the beat, it made me think, and I wanted to ask you, was that sample, was that original? And what do you do? How do you feel about sample versus the original beat? And what are you feeling comfortable in now as far as your production?
It was actually a mixture of both, which I'm pretty sure everybody's caught on to now. A lot of people before weren't using breakbeats like that, but, right now, that was just a thing. I was using breakbeats and laying my own synth, playing over top of it. It's all, as far as the chords, melodies, structures, all that, it's all original. I didn't borrow from anybody on that. The only thing that was sampled was the drums. And as far as, original beats versus sampled beats, it's a tough one, to be honest with you, because a lot of my favorite producers always use samples. But,
mm-hmm.
I'm a big Neptunes fan, also a big Timberland fan. But at the same time, I'm a big DJ Premier, Jeff Blaze, and Kanye fan. So that's a tough one, man. I really can't decide, man. I like the music.
It's not even a factor, but, I think you said it best, you have some people who, really their specialty is on the original side, and then you have some people who, although their specialty is on the sample side, or original side or vice versa, they both get their shine on, and it's mutual respect, coming from both ends. So, I'm definitely with you on that. A lot of our greatest hits, like our songs, that we've come to love and appreciate, are actually sampled songs. I never heard a person bash an original beat, but I have heard people bash beats. And some of their songs are samples, whether they understand it or not. How do you feel about that, though?
As far as what, just bashing samples?
Yeah.
I feel like no idea is original. I think Nas said it best when he said that, man. So even when you come up with an original idea, it was probably a melody or something that was taken from somewhere. Or, somebody probably used it 10 years down the line. You never know. It's just, you can't run from samples, man. It's a part of our music. This is the music. That's how it was constructed. Rap music was built off samples. There's no need to bash it. I've heard people say, he can't make an original beat or this, that, and the third. And it's like, if his music is good, why would he even attempt to get out of his lane? That don't make sense to me. If you're in your lane and you're doing your thing, let me be me. Let me do me, homeboy. You got to worry about that shoulder for real. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, why you watching what I'm doing? Why you all up in my Kool-Aid? And everybody spitting all this. A big shout out to guest 6364 and guest 6643. Big shout out to y'all. Y'all now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. We got our special guest, hot producer, top-notch producer, Lex Lube live in the building. Y'all can call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Definitely dropping jewels around here. But, you know, people fail to realize that everything is recycled, even music, even if it's an original beat. I need some background music. Where my No Limit Soldiers at? Yeah, we got to get that. But people fail to realize that everything is recycled to a certain degree. It's about you using your creativity and doing what's best and what's right. You know, no. When doing what's best and what's right for you, for your craft, to do what you're supposed to be doing with your music. Everybody, you know, even with the styles, you know, even with the new styles and that's coming in now, it's the same thing as back in the day. It's just got a modern feel to it. That's all
yeah,
it is.
Right.
If
yeah,
you think about it, yeah, it's just got a modern feel to it. There's nothing special about it is just updated. Even with the cars, same concept. Oh, No Limit Soldier. Yeah, there we go. But it's the same concept, but it's just a different car. So, you know, if you gonna say you an original, you original. And one thing about music, what makes you original for real, is that you saying a message through your music. You're not just talking about what everybody else been talking about. The message, how what are you doing for your community?
Right.
Mm. I said this on Facebook earlier today because, you know, you see a lot of people hating, like, oh, I know this chick ain't standing at the bus stop with a medical uniform on, drinking a 211, you right in the hood with us. So why you highlighting that? Why you can't highlight nothing positive? So united we stand and divided we fall. What part are you playing in your community? Point blank, period. I love seeing people like that that just talk about other people and be negative about their own community, because I like to eat their asses up with knowledge. What are you doing?
Exactly. I'll tell you on that one.
Love to eat them up with knowledge. I think that's very important. You ain't got to argue with a person, and especially an ignorant person. This is how you get them. You eat them up with knowledge. You eat them up with knowledge and challenge them. What are you doing for the community? You know, when you point your finger at somebody, it's always three fingers pointing back at you, y'all. Y'all got to remember that. So don't try to point out something that's wrong with me when you got three things that you need to clean up. Clean your own house up and then try to help clean the community up.
Mm-hmm.
Originate
don't forget
that.
Your thumb. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, yeah. To these questions, I don't know what happened to my background music, but that's all right. I'm a G. I can do it anyway. All right. So
yeah.
I did get a chance, Lexi, I did get a chance to check out your MySpace page, and there was a couple of songs up there. So you produce, and are you an artist as well?
No, I'm not an artist as well. I think the more beats I make, you know, the more I dive into writing. It's just the way I feel about music is, especially production. If I can give you a beat, that's one thing. You might like that beat, but you don't know what to say on it. But if I can give you some words that might inspire you, you know, to write whatever, then, you know, that helps the process. So, you know, I really don't rap, but I do, you know, I write bars. I've written for some people. But,
ghostwriter.
You are kind of, you know, just kind of giving ideas or help finish bars, you know, just certain stuff like that, just to help the process along.
So with the beats that you produce, you know, once they lease out or once they're purchased from you, does it matter to you what they're saying on that beat or after they lease it or after they purchase it? It's just theirs to do what they want to.
Nah, you know, actually, I'm a big believer it's about the finished product because, you know, I mean, shit, like when, you know, when you was in school, y'all got a group project, one dude slacking, you know what I'm saying? You done did the thug thing on the poster. The other person, you know, they speaking well, but the other dude ain't do the research, you know, the whole product's going to fall. So I'm a big believer in the finished product. So it really bothers me if somebody, I give somebody a beat, because, you know, it's like I cherish that beat. I took time with that. if I give somebody a beat and they over there and they talking about some, you know, some bull, I'm kind of upset. You know, I remember, like, you know, not too long ago, it was an artist that I had worked with, and I was kind of mad when they came out with the finished product, because I was like, you know, damn, I could have helped you write that. You know what I'm saying? We could have guided that along, you know, instead of doing it like that. You know, I don't really like the recording process, don't get me wrong, because sometimes it's tedious, and then, you know, you never know what type of artist you're working with, if they're about their business. Some people, you know, they go in, they knock out their verses, they ad-lib, they know everything they want to do. Some people, they go in, they guess them here and there, they forgetting bars left and right, you know. You know what I mean? So I'm just concerned about the finished product. You know, I really like working with artists that, you know, are about their business and they can actually say something.
That's definitely what's up. I'm going to throw it over to Tay.
No, I mean, I definitely agree with you on that one. Just being an artist that's actually been involved in that process, even with you early on in the early stages, luckily for us, you know, we were able to be in an environment that was kind of conducive to things, and if we had to pick something up, we could kind of do it very quickly. But, you know, I definitely agree with you on that. You'd like to be with artists that know what they're doing, that have a vision, and if they don't have a vision, you know, Lex is the type of producer to give them that vision. So big shout out to you on that. Let's see. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and get to the... Go ahead.
Do I have a manager?
Yeah.
At this current time, no, I'm actually looking for one. I was trying to talk to a couple of people. You know, the internet makes the world a smaller place, so I was trying to reach out to a couple of people, but seems like they're kind of busy right now with their own little endeavors. So, you know, I'm just taking it one step at a time.
Right,
well, you know, Hov do got that baby on the way, so, I mean, you might as well just chill out on waiting for him. But you know what I'm saying? It's a lot more other people out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, big shout out to Sister Girl to you. I see you, Queen. She re-quoted me on Twitter. Big shout out to Sister Girl to you. That's Sister Girl to you, Sister. Big shout out to you, definitely. Tay, you go ahead and take it, baby. I'm going to eat this big ass sandwich because I'm hungry.
I was going to say, I'm going to open up the line real quick. We got a. Let's see. 252-290. You're now live on the line. Hold up.
Hello?
Let me go back. 252.
Can everybody hear me?
You're live on the line. Yeah, we can hear you.
Can
What's
you
going
me?
On?
What's the deal with you? Everything gravy? Everything good.
Yes, you're live on the air. What's your name? Where you from? Who is this?
This is Mars Mackens. Wide awake, Wilson NC.
Oh, man. Mars Mackens, a.k.a. Google Mackens. What's going on, family?
Hey, you know that.
Hey,
man,
you know this,
man. You should know that.
Hey, welcome to Frontline Fridays. Big round of applause for you, man.
Yeah, man, I'm just calling to show love, yo. Mainly, yo. My idol on the beach, man, Lex Luthor, yo. Been doing that thing for a minute, yo. Always looked up to him, you know what I'm saying? If it weren't for him and that FL crack that he had way back in the day, I wouldn't even be where I'm at, you know what I'm saying, producing-wise at all. Man, I definitely appreciate that, dog, man. Man, I definitely appreciate that, man, especially hearing the stuff that you just came out with. Oh, man. I definitely appreciate
that,
man.
Yeah, man, I always try to see if I could beat battle you in my own spare time, you know what I'm saying? Not exactly with you at the level you at now, but I'll play some of your beats and see if I can do that better than Lex Luthor. I always fail, but at least I try, you feel me?
Oh, man, come on, man.
Matter of fact, though, I'm going to make it real quick, then I'm going to get out of here. Matter of fact, right now, I still got your BCD number 2, the second CD you came out with, the purple joint. I still got that right now.
Oh, man, you talking about the Fisher Price by First B joint?
Oh, man.
I still got that joint right now.
Oh, man, come on. Hey, man, you got to send me that joint. Maybe a copy.
Yeah, you know what? I got it in the frame right now. I had to take it out the frame.
Oh man, this is, and you know, for those people who don't know, Mars, man, this is one of the dudes that I actually just started rapping with, man. It was just me and him. And then once I found out that Lex Lou was just really on production, man, he really just really helped us step our game up, and then we just joined forces, man. I mean, it's been a family affair ever since. These are actually my two producers, me as an artist, because I don't really talk about myself too much, because we got so many dope independent artists on Frontline Friday and Phenom Radio. It's so many that, honestly, I could take myself out of the picture, and we'll be good for two lifetimes with all this independent talent we got. I mean, just speaking on
and
me.
And we will never will. We will never take Tate Black out of Frontline Fridays. Frontline Fridays is not Frontline Fridays without Tate Black. It's not.
I mean, if they was, you know, if I had broke my leg and I couldn't get to the switchboard, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, hell
honestly,
no. Oh, Anime, you going to sing that song, Anime. You going to sing that song. I'll kill you.
Yeah. I mean, but, like, yo, these two producers right here that we got on the line, like, these are my producers. You know what I mean? I have, like, two others, my man Joe Logic, my dude Shorté. But, like, these two producers right here, man, I just be bouncing my music off of them. Anything you might have heard original, they made it. You know what I mean? So big shout-out to Mars, man. Stay on the line, man. We're going to keep it going with you. But I appreciate you calling in. You want to give any shout-outs, man?
Mainly, man, shout-out to anybody that I rep with, man. Shout-out to Lex Lou to the utmost. Shout out to Tate Black, everybody in his camp, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that messed with me and held it down, yo.
That's what's up, man. Well, big shout out to you, man. We appreciate you calling in. You know I'm going to hit you up after the show, man. Got a link with you. I'm about to go in the studio. Yeah, definitely. But,
hey, look out for Lou Dreams, everybody. Put that little plug in there.
Hey, I appreciate
it.
That, dog.
Hey, stay on the line, Mars, man.
That's what's up, man. We got more hot music. We got more hot beats. We got more hot indie. We got more hot artists. We got more hot mess news coming, man. We got to get some more Lex Lou beats because they hot. You know, yeah, all these artists be whining and crying about how you can't find a good beat. And one thing that y'all got to understand, when you're doing business, when you're looking for anything, nobody is really trying to give any way for free, and we ain't trying to charge a grit from it, but we do want something in exchange from it. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. When you talking about you want to get a beat and you went to somebody else's site and you talking about doing business, make sure you have a budget. Save you up some money. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know how far that person can take you or who they know. So it's very important for you to have, you know, you got to give something to get something. And it don't necessarily always have to be money. I come to find that out. It don't necessarily have to be money, but if you see something for sale and you want to own it and it's yours, make sure your budget is right, man, because people are not just doing this for, I mean, we do it for fun. We do it because we love it, but we got families to feed. We got bills to pay. So I'm not here to tickle your fancy. Where the money at? And these beats right here, they cost.
Much. I mean, I think Diva summed it up. Speaking of that, though, we're going to get back into some music. Hot Magic. Tell me about Hot Magic before we get into this joint, man.
Okay. Hot Magic was a joint that I had did. I actually did it kind of a while back. I was at A&T. Shout out to A&T. I was actually just making a gang of beats, and I was on OK Player. I saw that Questlove was looking for, a remix album of American Gangster. So I actually remixed it and tried to send it to him, but, you know, I didn't get it to him in time, but, you know, it's all good. It was just one of them joints, man, that just stood out. You know, to this day, it still rocks.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to go ahead and get into it, man. Shout out to Lex Lou. You're live Frontline Friday. Hit us up, man. We on the line. We chilling, man. 347-850-1521. Again, 347-850-1521. I'm going to drop this drop by Slim real quick, and then we're going to get into our match.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now, you tune into Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Frontline Friday, Divas by ENT, E9 Radio. Matter of fact, you know, I ain't heard my S Kali joint. But matter of fact, before we get into that, man, I just want to drop this Diva drop real quick, man. She got a PSA for y'all.
Yeah.
Diva Radio. Hey, you guys, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. Do you want to get this song showcased live right here on Frontline Fridays? Would you like to get an interview and also get spins? Well, we are here to make it happen for you. All you got to do is send your music to DivaSpotENT1@gmail.com. Again, that's DivaSpotENT1@gmail.com. Here's the things that you need to do. First thing you need to do is make sure you put your name and your telephone number in the email. The second thing you need to do is make sure that you label your track so we can be able to listen to it and know exactly who the artist is, who produced it, and who's down with your camp. Make sure you leave your information, and we're going to hit you up in 24 to 48 hours so you can get here right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black and get paid for your spins. Now, how does that sound? Let's get it crunked and turn it up. Let's go.
Yo, big shout out to Diva Mary Kay. Yo, I don't even gotta be knowing what's going on, man. I could do something, man, and she got my back. Every good hype man, he's another hype man there. So that hype man, when he go out, the other hype man step in, man. Everybody needs somebody. And Diva Mary Kay, she that person for me. So big shout out to Diva Mary Kay. Thank you, favorite baby mama.
Oh, that's solid. Yeah, that's my favorite baby daddy. We a strong team, baby. Every coach got an assistant coach. And big shout out to Majestic. He about to call him. But every coach got an assistant coach, man. You know, the team doesn't when we don't win, we don't do what we do unless everybody is working well and paying attention, you know, on the field. You got to pay attention on the field. And even when you get put on the bench, it's okay. It's for you to examine what's going on the field so we can be able to bring it home, man. We bring it home the championship, word up. And that's what it's all about. I learned a little tip listening to a big shout out to the Relationship Party on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, the guy was saying, like, ladies, if you're having an issue with your man, you know, you want to talk to him in sports. You want to, if he likes basketball or he likes football, so you talk to him in sports. So this shit actually worked. Because I was like, look, hey, you know, we need to come together. Every coach has an assistant coach. And, you know, what I need to do, I'm setting up this pass play for you. We're going to run these plays, but I need you to be all the way. I need you to be close to where you make the touchdown there, close to that field goal. I said, I need you to be down there because I'm about to throw the ball. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no interceptions. So this is how I feel. And it actually worked. I talk to him in football now when I need him or want him to do something. So this shit actually works. Yo, big shout out to Journey the Poet, man. We see you, queen. That's the number one queen live in the building. Know that.
Mm-hmm. Yo, big shout out to Journey, man. Big shout out to Diva, man. You need them stand-up women, you know, behind your life. Lex Lou, you got ladies you going to shout out or ladies, you know what I mean? Because the people, I mean, I heard from the people. They was reading your Twitter profile. And they had seen some things. You was in training for something. You were inspiring, producing. What else would you? I mean, what you said? What I didn't know.
Oh man, you know what I'm saying? I used to work on the Voltrons and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I trained with Master Yoshi and all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just get it in, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna keep everything discreet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, players, but you know what I'm saying? Gator can't let all the secrets be like that. You know what I'm saying? Gators just got to behave. You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that. Keep that discreet because Medea said it so well. Medea, why don't you come on here and tell us all about it?
Everybody got skeletons in their closet. Every once in a while, you got to open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. After time, the very thing that you is worried about that's going to destroy you, ruin you, ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then, unless your closet is full of them. Then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
Thank you, Medea. I appreciate that. Hamburger. Let's keep it pushing, man. I'm having so much fun with Lex Luthor, man. You definitely are a very interesting person, and you do have a great talent that you're pushing, and I appreciate what you do, man. We got to get to this Hot Mess News. I want to get real fast. It's going to be short Hot Mess News, but y'all can call in and give y'all feedback. We kind of call this the air it out situation. But Hot Mess News, World Star Hip Hop, there is a man in Illinois, and he's facing 75 years in prison for recording the police. Yes, he's facing 75 years in prison for recording the police. And there's been plenty of people who have went to jail, got their camera took in and went to jail or whatever the case may be, but later on the charges was dropped. Now, they are protected by the government. The police is protected by the government, by the Senate. They saying that they can record us. The reason why it's illegal for us to record police or what they're saying is because we're recording them and they don't know. You know, we didn't get consent from them to record them. But here it is. Y'all roll up in y'all cop cars, and y'all got the cameras and everything rolling, and we didn't give you permission to record us. So now this man in Illinois, and in Illinois it is a crime, and he's facing up to 75 years. And let me tell y'all something. He ain't really going to do no time, and he's taking it to trial. Now, remind you, this man has family that served in the Army, in the military. You know, I fought for your country, and this how you repay me and my family. You know, he going to pull out. He pulling his white car all the way out. I mean, he went all the way deep down in them tube socks, and he pulling it all the way out. And I'm not mad at him because he's challenging this. He looked like he every bit of his late 30s, early 40s. And now they're saying that because he recorded a police officer that they hit him with 5 counts of felony. If you want to see this story, just go to www.worldstarhiphop.com. You want to go down a little bit, you know, and big shout out to worldstarhiphop.com. Glad y'all bringing some content back to the site that actually means something. Thank you for that, because I can, okay, bring it back, Diva. Yeah, put it back over there, okay. Now back to this story. He faces 75 years, but I want to get y'all comments on this. Y'all calling at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm going to record the police. You want to know why? Because, first of all, I should be able to hold the police accountable to whatever the hell that they're doing. It's not about me paying taxes. And if you ain't doing nothing wrong, you shouldn't be mad if somebody is recording you, janky self. So, normally knowing that, you know, it is a crime and not for nothing, I'm a mother and I got a good legal team, I will be recording the police, because guess what? I don't have any crimes, and I never been arrested for anything, so I'm getting out. And even if I get probation, it doesn't matter. It's about the principality of the situation. How you going to tell me that I can't record you, but you can record me? Y'all know how much it was two cops. Was arresting a guy, and the guy was in handcuffs. They ended up shooting the guy in the back, and he died. You know, they only got 2 years for that. It's time for us to start taking back our own communities. We can patrol and control our own communities. What do we really need the police for? Seriously? I'm starting to get mad. Let me eat some of this chocolate, because even Mary Kay be the first one to say, fuck the police. I said it. Fuck the police. That is my first. That's the First Amendment. It's the freedom of speech. Fuck you, fucking police. That ain't doing nothing for the community. Not all of y'all, but the ones who's janky, and all the ones that got on the force because you used to get beat up back in the day when you was in high school, or somebody just smacked you up, just like you got smacked in elementary or high school. I smack you with a uniform on, and we a battle, cause I'm a G. Go ahead, wow. Jay Glass. We know I love you, baby.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's what's up. She went hard, and we just gonna keep it rolling off that. We're gonna build off that. We're gonna get next room, next joint. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a real quick, short one, but it's all good. Tell us about I want to do dreams come true, man. Cause Diva dreaming of hitting somebody in the face right now, and I gotta lust for that. Gotta lust.
Yeah, man. I mean, she too thrilled, man. Basically, this next joint, man, I made it. I don't even know what to say. I think I was tipsy when I made that joint, dog. So you know what I'm saying? This is what the process.
Hey, that's good. You know, sometimes that be the motivator.
Yeah, it definitely was a motivator, man. It was just how I was feeling at the time, right or wrong, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, I mean, big shout out to you, Lex Luke. Big shout out to Diva Mary Kay, a.k.a. the Cop Smacker.
I'll smack the koofy.
You know what I'm saying?
Smack your police off. Smack you too. Oh man. Anyway, we're gonna get into it. Let me stop. Let me keep it. You know, real and real professional right now before I start bugging out laughing. But y'all, we're gonna get to Lex Luke joint when we come back. What's good?
Hip hop.
That's what's up. Lex, too. All right, so tell me, you know, actually listening to it, man, we got a variety right here, man. Tell me about what type of artists you look to, you know, really work with, man. You listed a lot of us as far as artists that you're building with now. Who do you want to work with, you know, both, I guess, known, unknown, you know what I mean, local, international, like, you know, who you checking for, man, and why? And then who would you be checking for?
Just artists that I want to work with. Man, you know, besides the initial core, you know what I'm saying? You know, People's Logic, everybody I started out
Shout
with,
out
my cousin.
People's Logic.
Yeah. You know, Billy and Jared Sanders, you know, shout out to all of them. Braille, you know, just folks that I normally work with, but mainstream artists, I really want to work with Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? That's been a big inspiration of mine. Nas, definitely want to work with Royce, you know, again. Man, I like to do a record with Titty Boy, man. I like Titty Boy stuff right now, man. I know it's kind of odd, but,
hey,
you know what I'm saying? I kind of like
shout
the direction he's going.
Yeah,
you know what
big
saying?
Shout to
him. Definitely yep. like Big Crit.
Mm-hmm.
Big Crit fan right now. I think him, Bobby Creekwater, man, you know what I mean? Just a whole bunch of artists, man. I like to mess with, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Catch a vibe in the studio and just see where we go from there, man. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Let's get some feedback from the hotline, man. We got the hotline lighting up. People want to come in and give their comments. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, with Tay Black. You're now live on Frontline Fridays. What's your name and where you calling from? 817-525-525, holla at us.
What's up, cousin? How you doing?
Vinay, what's up, baby? Welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you called in, man. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. I got my co-host, Tay Black, here, and we got a top-notch producer, Lex Luke, live in the building with us. Tay, what's up, man?
What's going on?
What's up with you, fam? Like your work. I just called to tell my cousin how much I miss and love her, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I called in for, man. First time, but I will be listening a lot more, cuz. I promise you that.
Oh, most definitely, man. I appreciate the love. Make sure you stay tuned and hug all my family and kiss all my family, man.
For sure. I'm going to tell them in a few minutes.
All right, stay tuned. Love you, too. We got more music coming. I wanted to ask you this question, like, because when I was sitting up here thinking about it, I'm like, you know, should I ask, or, you know, because he a producer, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. If your music career as a producer doesn't pan out how you want it to, what's your backup plan?
I think, you know, if it doesn't pan out how I want it to, I just want to form, you know, a big production team. I got a lot of people, like Mars, who called in, who's also a producer, you know. I feel like there's a lot of talent and there's a lot of different music. You know, I know personally I can cover a lot of ground as far as versatility and what I can do as far as production. But, I mean, I got guys like I Am McNair. You can follow him on Twitter. Tay Black, you know, he doesn't say it a lot, but, you know, he also produces. Logic Marsalis, Shorté, all these guys, man, Coincide, Sacred. It's just I know a lot of people that, you know, I actually grew up with. I actually got, you know, a real relationship with these people, but they actually have talent. I don't know how many people can say that, you know what I'm saying? But I would actually go in, you know, try to form a production team and just run that. You know, I may have to step away from the boards one day. If that happens, you know, I think they got my back.
Oh, for sure. That's what's up. What are some of the things that you have to deal with, you know, being a producer, whether, you know, it's good or bad, with anything, whether it's an artist or beats or music or equipment, what are some of the things that you, you know, have to deal with, whether it's good or bad?
Man, I guess the bad part is just artists, man. Some artists you work with, either they don't want to pay, they say they're going to pay, they don't pay on time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you run into stuff like that a lot of time, you know, money situations, then you run into artists who think they, you know, they sold 1 million records, but them niggas got 3 fans, and that's all in their house on the ceiling. And, you know, they've been thinking they're bigger than what they are. You know what I'm saying? And that can really affect the industry. You know what I mean? Not, you know, just the relationship, period. They don't want to build with you because, you know, they might not be familiar with your work. But then when you shoot it out there, it's like, you know, dang. But, you know, you got to take the time to listen.
Oh, my damn.
You know, take the time to... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just, oh, my damn. You know what I'm talking about? So, this is one of the things, man.
I can definitely understand that. That's why I have a deposit policy. Or not even that. I'm up front. You know, I'm going to go. That's why I love PayPal and I love contracts because it lay out everything. You get a receipt, and I let people know I'm a tax write-off. You know, when you do business with me, I'm a tax write-off. I'm going to make sure we do it through PayPal so you can get your confirmation email. It's going to be detailed of the services that we talked about, customized to you, that this is what, you know, that you're going to get. And I'm going to make sure I do it. Point blank, period. It's going to happen. I didn't build my business. I didn't build the show. I didn't build a promotion. We ain't going and registering the business just to be playing with it. I'm always for... you know, benefit the artist, benefit the producer, benefit my sisters and brothers. I'm a tool to be used. That's just how I feel. But a lot of people out there with the janky business and then, you know, with the egos, that's why I tell a customer up front, you know, I'm glad that you're doing business with me and I'm happy, but I want to let you know, no, I promote music. I don't promote egos.
Yeah, I definitely
agree. I don't get refunds.
Yeah, I feel you.
Ain't no refund. You don't feel like-
all them jokers be on that Russell Red, they be on that janky promoter. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, some other stuff, man. That, you know, that can really just kill the whole creativity vibe, a whole lot of things are going to, you know, just creating music. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. It's business first, you know.
Yeah, and if they're about business, they wouldn't have no problem with, you know, paying for services because, you know, me and Tay Black, we run things around here like we revising or like we sprint. When you call into Verizon to Sprint, you can't say, oh, you know, I ain't got it right now. you know that you're going to be coming out of your pocket with something.
Yeah, I definitely say, you know, if you ain't got it right now, get, you know, your phone off. You know what I'm saying? So you got to handle your business first. You know, I definitely agree with that 110%.
Definitely. And, I mean, I agree with both of y'all, too, because honestly, I see both sides, man. Like Diva was saying, like, you know, when you're dealing with people from that business aspect, man, you got to come with it, man. Like she said earlier, you representing yourself, man, your brand. This could, you know, determine your future. So what we was talking about off the air, you know, I mean, I guess we'll bring back to the air. You know, how do you feel when you have them conflicting interests, you know, or where you have artist A, you know, who feels a certain type of way about artist B? And by you being a producer for both, or potentially the producer for both, you know, you're right in the middle. How do you feel about that? I know how Diva feel about it. I'm a, matter of fact, Diva going to end it off with how she feel about it because she
Yeah. Point
with how you feel about it, Lex Luke.
I mean, that's a tough one, man. I just feel like, you know, I want to create the best possible product for both sides, but at the same time, I don't want it to be a conflict of interest. You know what I'm saying? It may ruin either relationship. So, I mean, that's a tough one, man. You know what I'm saying? You just kind of got to fill out, you know, who's saying what, who started what, who did what, you know. And if, you know, if it ain't real right, you know, you just can't rock with it. But I ain't going to say nothing to mess my money up. If they both paying, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get that check. You know what I mean?
Definitely. How about you, Deepa? How you feel?
Deepa.
But what was I gonna? Matter of fact, I'm gonna get into man. You got one more track that we'll play on, and then we'll touch back on that in a second. Tell me about Takeoff, man.
Takeoff, it was a joint that you know, I was inspired by the Neptunes. You know, I was listening to a lot of their work when they were NERD. And I just created from there, man. I just felt like it was kind of in the lane. I felt like it was in the lane of Lupe or the Neptunes, you know, and I just wanted to make something that, you know, was in that lane. And that's how I created that.
That's what's up, man. We're going to get into it, man. You're now tuning in live, Frontline Friday, Diva Spot ENT, Phenom Radio. at Diva Mary Kay, at Tay Black 84, and at Lex Blue. That's LX. L-U, take off, let's go.
Take it off, chick, bend over, let me see it. Take it off, chick, bend over, let me see it. Take it off, chick, bend over, let me see it. She's sleeping the day, but pop the booty at night. Take it off, chick, bend over, let me see it. Take it off, chick, bend over, let me see it. Take it off, chick, bend over, let me see it. She's sleeping the day, but pop the booty at night.
Not tuning in live. I gotta always remember take my phone off mute when I am back on the air. So big shout out to Lex Lou, man. Thanks for holding it down, reminding me. Nah, man, you're live. I heard Pimp C up in that joint, man. Big shout out to Pimp C, man. Rest in peace, man. Shout out to UGK,
yeah,
Bun B.
Yeah, man, definitely, man. I actually made a mistake, man. I thought I sent you Takeoff, which is a different record. That record right there, you know. It was all inspiration, Pimp C, Bun B, UGK, all that. That's how I created that one.
Hey, man, it's all love, man. What we'll do is next time we're going to have you on, because we'll definitely have you on, man. And speaking of that, get your contact info out there, man. Like, where can artists find, you know what I mean, all your music at, man? Where can they get a little taste? And if they want to contact you or inquire about some production, let them know where they can reach you at.
You can definitely hit me at Twitter. At LXLU. I'm up there all the time, man. It goes directly to my phone. If you want to hit me on the email, it's LXLUmusic@gmail.com. I'm definitely checking that all the time. Once again, it goes directly to my phone. You all want some more music? We're going to be releasing the beat tape that I just did, along with other works that I'm doing with People's Logic on kingsoftheloop.us. You know, you can check that out. Also, it'll be kingsoftheloop.blogspot.com. You know, you just check that out, man. You can reach out to me, man. I'm willing to work with anybody. Just don't come to me with nothing crazy. You know what I mean? And that's pretty much it, man.
Definitely, man. Nah, that's what's good, man. So, I mean, big shout out to you, man. Yeah, we went through a lot of music, man. A lot of variety, man. Definitely appreciate you, man. We're going to go ahead, man, pretty much close everything out. I definitely, before I go, man, I wanted to get into one joint that Diva definitely requested. And, I mean, if the Diva make a request, man, we definitely got to try to honor that. I mean, big shout out to Diva, man. I'm going to go up into this joint, man. It's by a definite dope independent artist she's been working with. So I made a big shout out to her. It's actually called Push by King David. I'm going to go into that. I'm going to try to load up something real sneaky real quick that I'm going to drop. I mean, in the meantime, we're going to load this up, but, you know what I mean, we're definitely going to get back into it. Frontline Fridays, Deepest Spot ENT. Let's go.
Yeah, man, yeah. King David, man. Lord Style Entertainment, man. You feel me? You already know how I get it in, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Keep pushing.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know. For real. Y'all probably ain't never heard me do no shit like this before. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
for real, man.
This
some new shit from King David, man. Straight up.
Y'all feel me, man?
Everybody out here doing their thing, man. Big up to you, man. Straight up, man. Push that thing, man. Yeah.
It's just for y'all.
And I know it's hard.
Push. gotta push. Hell yeah, it hurts. But you gotta push.
Wanna party like Yellow Wolf and Gucci, and her crew too live, spin the grand to pop that coochie. Ooh, she know how to pick her friends for the nightlife. All of them single with no strings for the right price. Tramp stamp, titty tat, initials on her ass cheek. Jazzy little bopper, my kind of girl if you ask me. Going through withdrawals, point of contact last week. Known to bleed them dry, conversation, a flat fee. No back seats unless it's a cab or getting chauffeured. No sir, don't judge a book, you don't really know her. Paid dues, went to school, hard life, but it was cool. Broke her down too many times, now she feel invincible. The principal, her etiquette, learn the game, set the rules. Apocalypse to optimist, rough times the revenue. Bust it, and you ain't heard a word I said. Lost in her strut and was right between her legs.
She rocks, and she rolls, and she lives in your soul. Autumn date, take a toll, you can't quit. Cold, and she rocks, and she rolls, and she lives in your soul. Autumn date, take a toll, you can't quit, she too cold.
That face.
Yo, Frontline Friday, exclusive. Next Lou.
Yo, what's going on, bro?
I had to sneak that in there real quick, man. Some unmastered, some that ain't even really fully mixed down, man. But I had to sneak that in there real quick. Luckily, we on the overtime session, so that's really exclusive, man. Really, the only two people that heard it was me and you. Yo, but I'm gonna send you that joint though, and so you can peep that. But yo, I went in and did some quick work on that, man.
Oh, okay. Man, so in overtime session, everybody can't listen no more?
Nah. It's what it is once you go on the overtime, whoever's locked in, they'll still be on the line. So we'll probably, even though this joint is still recording, we'll probably chop this joint up and get it out there. We'll definitely consolidate everything, get every, because what we do is we ship it out. We'll actually have your actual songs mixed in there so that the quality is good. Because even over the phone sometimes, you lose a lot of the quality. So
right.
Pretty much audio, put it together, put your actual audio songs up there so everybody can actually hear the beat. And then they'll post the actual link, and it'll actually play on Phenomenal Radio. That's our partner station that we got. So not only was you going to get it, you know, blasted here, but also blasted on Phenom Radio, and they international, you know what I mean? So it's definitely a good look for you. So I definitely wanted you to bring your A game, and you definitely did, man. So I definitely appreciate you having, you know, being on the line and taking the time out to really see what's good. They might chop that up in there too, but if they do, that's what's good. But definitely, man,
okay.
give any of your little bit of shout out, man.
All right, cool, man. I want to give a shout out to Coincide, People's Logic, you know, Logic Marsalis, King James, Tay Black, myself, EQ, Shorté, Trav P, Bugatti, DreamWorks Music, Island Music, Island Dreams, I Am McNair, 3D, Braille, pretty much, man, just everybody that's worked with me, supported me, man, Mars, Sacred, Destro, a.k.a. Larry, everybody in Wilson, you know, just everybody who supported me, man. I just want to really give them, you know, big shout out, man.
That's what's good, man. I mean, you're now tuning in live, Frontline Friday. It's been a good show, man. Lex Lou, man, he really christened the show, man, being the first, you know, actual solo producer out here, man. Because we got a lot of people. We got engineers. We got producers. We got artists. But just off of the boards and the beats, man, Lex Lou, man, he held it down. So big shout out to him, man. We're going to wrap this call up, man. It's been a wonderful Friday, man. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. We'll have this all linked up, man, so you guys can tune back in. Frontline Friday, Fate Black, Diva Mary K. Follow Lex Lou, man. If y'all looking for production, definitely hit him up, man. But definitely follow Lex Lou. Hit him up on Twitter, @LXSU. Hit him up and follow him, man. That's my dude, man. I bank any money on dude. He's hotter than any of your producers right now. I'm telling you. Lex Lou, we out. Much love, Frontline Friday. You.
Hey, shout out to Diva Mary K and Tay Black, man. Appreciate y'all having.
No doubt, man. We're going to wrap this up. Everybody, be good. Let's go.